I think the hardest part has been a little bit of that, like, loneliness. That can be a little bit scary in the beginning, but that's something you feel freshman year of college, is like a little bit of loneliness. Change is hard, but I think change is, like, needed.
It is. And I like what you're saying about the loneliness and the isolation, because we don't talk about it enough. But when you first go to university, just like you said, there's such an isolating feeling because you don't have anyone. And then you make friends, you make connections, you feel included for this period of time. And then that's essentially taken away from you as you go into your career and you start your life. So it's a very difficult transition of up and downs.
Campus Chronicles is the ultimate podcast for college students seeking real stories, honest advice, and empowering insights to thrive in student life and beyond. Hosted by Brooke Young and the Campus Chronicles team, this weekly show features inspiring interviews, practical tips, and conversations that tackle the challenges, wins, and personal growth that comes with university life. Perfect for college students, campus leaders, and young adults looking to make the most of their journey, one episode at a time. Subscribe now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube, and join the community redefining what it means to thrive in university.
Everyone, I am so excited to be here with this beautiful, wonderful woman. Her name is Jules. And Jules, I am going to ask you an interesting question. So what is your Campus Chronicle story?
Thank you so much for having me. I would say one of my, like, most memorable moments or my Campus Chronicle would probably be, I was involved in a, like, student-run integrated marketing firm at my college. And I believe this really shaped, like, who I was, shaped kind of like my career in a way, of just, like, being more certain about what I wanted to do. I acted as the creative director, and that was just something that really, like, opened my eyes. It gave me a leadership experience, but something that I enjoyed, and it gave me something to be, like, passionate about at school. I would say that was definitely something, like, my most memorable time at my college or my university was definitely my
marketing firm. I love that, and I love that you were able to be hands-on and actually do something, because so often when we're in coursework, we're learning about theories, but we're not actually putting it into application. If I can ask, during your time at the integrated marketing, what did you have the chance to develop or do?
Well, so we worked with a lot of nonprofits. So I went to school up in the Hudson Valley of New York, and we did a lot of, like, working with nonprofits. I think we're trying to shift to even, like, now more profit, some profit work. But I think working with nonprofits, it gives a, like, opening eye experience. You're seeing so many, like, different companies. So there was a lot of hands-on work with that. As creative director, I oversaw, like, the wellness of, like, the students within the firm. We grew an absurd amount since my freshman year to, like, my senior year. So it was basically, like you said, a lot of hands-on work. We provided PR expertise and just worked with so many different diverse clients throughout. And it even expanded to Florence, Italy, because my university has a branch. So that was really cool to be, like, one of the account assistants in Florence, in another country. That was awesome.
That is incredible. So what was your biggest challenge in doing that work and application? Because, like you said, with creative director, you're responsible for, as you mentioned, the well-being and also pushing that creative narrative forward. And that can be really tough.
I would, like, are you talking about, like, abroad, or are you saying, like, in
general? Either way, like, either abroad or in the States, what were some of the things that you maybe challenged you to think outside the box or grow or learn, even in your own personal journey with time management or anything like that?
Absolutely. So what the firm was, it was like a small firm. Excuse me. So there would be a lot of people, like, who, when they first joined, it was very, like, passionate people who really wanted to get involved and have that hands-on experience and learn. And that's not to say that later on that wasn't the case. I think a lot of people had a passion. People wanted to be there. But I think as obviously your college or university college student, it sometimes can be a little bit difficult to balance like working on campus and maybe like being a part of a firm that does actual work that you have, and you're doing it not necessarily to be compensated, but like doing it so you can learn. So I think it started to become a little bit difficult, and some students kind of lost that passion later on around my junior, senior year. So as creative director, it was kind of my like goal to make people have or want people to have like that sense of passion again and to want to be at these like meetings that we had on Wednesday. So that's where we like talked about. I talked to my other, the firm directors who led the firm. They were also students and they were incredible. And just honestly working with the leadership team just to kind of find ways to kind of bring in more people. And if that meant like we were going on more agency tours and learning like in New York, we're in New York. So let's go to New York City and see like more PR firms. Kind of building connections, having like the university staff come into the buildings and like talk to at the meetings, talk to all the students and just giving like resources about like where to go, where do you look to find a job. It was a lot of like connection and it's also experience. So I think that was like, that was one of the like challenges we faced. But I think we did a really good job of like keeping it exciting and making people want to like have that feeling of excitement again.
I know exactly what you mean about something sounds amazing, but you bite off more than you can chew and you find yourself really overwhelmed. And I have to tell you, I know that we wanted to discuss the transition from going to university to real life to a career. There is nothing more overwhelming than that. And I can tell you from my personal experience, I bit off so much more than I could chew and didn't understand the nuances and the emotional and the mental struggles that would come from that transition. How did your transition from university into your a new career woman go?
I would say it was, I can't sit here and say that it was the easiest thing. Yeah. I'm still getting the hang of it. I'm 3 months out of college, so I wouldn't
three
say that
months
I'm like,
is a very short amount of time, so you got to give yourself grace.
Yeah, I would. It's definitely been a struggle just simply because I'm super close with my family back home. I'm in New York City now. I moved from Connecticut. So not too far of like a shift, not too far of a change, but it is in a way because I don't have my college friends that I've known for 4 years. Like none of them for me are here yet because it's also the summer. So I feel like a lot of people tend to kind of come in like September, October. So I feel like that has been hard not having like people around you. And also just like my mom and my dad aren't here and I really miss them. And like, and that's,
I also love my mom and my dad. So I relate to this.
Yeah. Like at 22, like I still miss my parents, like my brother. Like, so I think it's just, it's been a shift of like, I'm in a new place. I'm in a new apartment by myself. I don't know many people. And that was like the hardest thing for me. But I think recently I've been definitely taking the initiative to kind of like, I tried to go eat been eating lunch with my other coworkers, the other juniors. And I'm in like right now, like a fellowship kind of like a thing right now. And then hopefully like come full time is hopefully in the future. But if not, that's like, it's just not my, if it's not for me, then, or it's not my destiny, dare I say, then that's okay too. It's just like finding, I love where I'm working. So I think having that, like, again, passion of going into the office and like meeting new people. So I think it's just like putting myself out there a little bit more, which is so much easier said than done. Just being like, do you want to go get lunch? I asked someone the other day, like, do you want to go get a coffee? Like, and just trying to like explore the city. So I would say the transition that's been the hardest so far from college to like hanging out with all my friends, living with my best friends 24/7 to kind of like working a 9-to-5. Maybe I go to bed a little bit earlier than I would have in college. I think the hardest part has been a little bit of that like loneliness. That can be a little bit scary in the beginning, but that's something you feel freshman year of college is like a little bit of loneliness. Change is hard, but I think change is like needed.
It is. And I like what you're saying about the loneliness and the isolation, because we don't talk about it enough. But when you first go to university, just like you said, there's such an isolating feeling because you don't have anyone. And then you make friends, you make connections, you feel included for this period of time. And then that's essentially taken away from you as you go into your career and you start your life. So it's a very difficult transition of up and downs. Do you have any tips for anyone that might be feeling a little lonely, a little isolated, whether they're going into university or coming out of it, or even if they're just in university and they feel isolated there?
I would say definitely when you do feel isolated and don't like you feel that like loneliness, it's really important to kind of hold on like to the people that make you feel like home. So like for me, my home is like my best friend from college, or like also so, like for someone from home, like there's just like, I know I have a lot of people cheering for me. My grandmother is a huge person in my life that I look up to. So when I'm feeling that homesick, she was definitely a staple to kind of talk to. But it's also doing something that like maybe will remind you of home, or kind of like taking yourself out of that, like to sit in your bed and be like, I'm so lonely and like I don't have friends and I don't know what I'm doing. Like that isn't going to do anything for you. Like sit there for a second, take a moment, but also like kind of pulling yourself up and like maybe if you're living with roommates, being like, hey, do you guys like want to go grab a drink, or do you want to go get coffee? Like, and once you meet like one person, that person's going to have friends. It opens the door for you to meet friends. I mean, hold on to that work. Like, I think work has been huge for me. I've met the most amazing people there. I genuinely love my company and all the people that are in it. So I think that's my advice if you're feeling a little bit lonely.
Let's talk about the work transition. So I like that you like your work, because not everybody is so fortunate. As you transition from doing university work to corporate career work, how has that been? How is your time management skills held up? How is your productivity held up?
I would say the transition from like school work to work life was definitely a little bit of a change. I think when you're doing schoolwork, you're doing it to be like graded. And like, obviously there's a sense of passion, like your major is something that you like and what you enjoy. But I think like work and like in a professional sense is a little bit more like not higher stakes, but like what you're doing matters. And that's not to say that schoolwork is, that's not the case. But I do think I feel sometimes like I'm like, oh my God, like I need to make sure this like deliverable is great, because
the
I don't want
different.
Yeah, like it's a little bit different. But I, especially as someone who's like a junior, and everyone knows that like when in the office, like especially like a I would say like my company specifically really understands that we're juniors and we are learning, and that's okay. So I think that kind of helps in that aspect. Like when you first join a company, like see that company culture, because that is pretty like telling of how I think the like your time and experience will be. Cause I think I've had such a positive experience because my company culture is amazing. So I think that transition is a little bit, it feels like higher stakes, and sometimes it can be a little bit overwhelming. Cause as someone who like is a perfectionist and loves to like, I want to impress, but I also want to like do the best I can. I think it was hard to kind of balance that and like have that, what's the word I'm looking for? Just the balance of it all, I think. But taking pressure off of myself was like very huge. And that just came with like talking to people and just kind of like getting more familiar with where I was working.
Mm-hmm. As you transitioned, did you ever feel the need or the compulsion to prove yourself? I know so many people feel that.
I would say that everyone, I mean, I would think everyone would kind of feel that, especially being 22. The job market is very hard right now. And I think having such an amazing opportunity, like you do not want to take it for granted. So I would say that has been I, of course, want to, like, I do want to prove myself. I want.
How did you navigate those feelings? And I know that's a really big question.
Yeah, I would say in general, that comes with, like, the pressure of myself. And I think other people, like, at the junior level feel this as well. Like, of course, you want people to, like, think you're, like, doing a good job and, like, give you kind of like a yes, you, like, you did a great job.
You want your gold star, like, you get in when you're 5 years old.
Yeah, like, you kind of want that. Wait, was that the question?
Yeah, no, I think that totally goes with the question, because when you're transitioning, like you said, with coursework, with schoolwork, you're getting graded. And so you have a benchmark for how well you're doing. But when you transition into career life or real life, whatever you want to call it, the benchmark changes. You're no longer getting a grade. You no longer have the routine or the structure of going to a course. You have a 9-to-5, which is much more fluid and much more ambiguous. And I think that's what makes the change so difficult.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I also think just you're holding yourself a little bit more accountable. That's not to say for in university you don't as well, but I do think there is a sense of, like, okay, I'm in corporate or wherever I am, and I need, like, I want to showcase what I can do. And university, it's a little bit, like, different in that sense of, like, you're there to learn, but you're also there to have, like, a little bit of fun and experience being, like, a kid for a little bit longer.
During the transition, what life skills did you have to acquire that you didn't even think of, like managing money or taking care of your household? Because you said you're living in an apartment. That's a big change from living on a campus.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I was fortunate enough to live off campus my senior year with a couple of my, like, very close friends. So I would feel like I do know what, like, that renting style is kind of like, just because I did have that experience senior year, and that has really helped me post-graduation. But I would say that transition with, like, money is, it can be difficult, especially coming to, like, New York City. It can be, like, it's different
prices. Very expensive.
And it's very expensive. Like, there's no denying that. So I think it's just being a little bit more cautious. I was fortunate enough, like, where my parents kind of always taught me, like, you need to mind your money or whatever. But I do think, yeah, it's just, it comes with, like, okay, now I have to pay for the Wi-Fi. I have to pay for, like, utilities as a whole. Is our gas included? Like, things that you wouldn't, like, at 18, like, even think of, leading with the lights on freshman year of college to, like, making sure all the lights are off senior year or at your apartment. That's, like, something that, like, it just, you don't want to pay, like, for not being home. So it's just being a little bit more aware of your surroundings, for sure, of just, like, in your house. And so, yeah, I would say that transition, that was a little bit difficult. I also had, like, OCD in that aspect of, like, I'm like, everything needs to be good in the sense of, like, no fire hazards, all the lights need to be off. So that's
I like your example about leaving a light on versus leaving a light off. Do you have any funny adulting stories?
I don't know if I have any that come to mind.
It's so hard when you're on the spot. I know. I get the same way. My brain gets all mushy.
Like, adulting stories. I'm like, am I adult? I'm 22, but I am.
Well, that actually is a good transition point for the next part of the conversation. Is, you said, am I adult? I'm 22, which is so amazingly, amazingly young. Having a career, having a 9-to-5, going from university to career, I think for me, I thought it was going to turn me magically into an adult and that there was going to be a switch that would flip in my brain. And I would instantly think and see the world differently and behave differently. And in my case, it was very much more gradual. Do you feel like an adult?
I don't. I think also I look 13 years old. Like, someone said I could pass as a freshman in college.
That is a huge compliment. Because when you get a little older, somebody thought I was 16 the other day, and that made me very happy.
Yeah, that's awesome. No, definitely. Like, if I go to a bar, I give my ID and they're like really looking at it. And he's like, are you actually 21? I go, believe it or not, I'm 22. So I do not feel like an adult in situations like that. But I do feel like an adult, like riding the subway and going to the office. But I think that just came like with the change. Like, as if you were to ask me like 3 months ago when I was still living with four other girls and like having fun and like going out with my friends on the weekends, I would be like, no, I don't feel like an adult, even though I am 20 at the time I was 21. So like, I think it comes with like where you are in that environment. Like, now that I am working 9 to 5, like I wake up, I have a cup of coffee, maybe I'll go to the gym, like maybe I won't, like, and then riding the subway and like having like a business casual outfit on, like I definitely think that kind of makes me feel a little bit more adultish, or like, but like sometimes, like even like paying rent, like you're like, oh, like I'm an adult. So like, it depends. And I think it is like dependent on like the environment you are, but like, I wouldn't say I always feel like I'm an adult, or in a sense, like I feel like a 22-year-old, or sometimes even a 17-year-old who's just trying to like make her way and figure things out.
Masquerading as an adult. I think there's so much tremendous pressure to feel like an adult immediately as soon as you graduate. And the reality is, for so many people, that's just not going to be the case. I've loved our chats about transitions. I have a hard question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I think that you're ready. You're doing amazing. If you were going to give 3 pieces of advice, they can be about anything, to university students, what would the 3 pieces of advice be?
I would say don't necessarily get caught up in the drama or feeling like you don't have anyone when you're a freshman in college and you're first joining. It is going to be okay, and you will find your people. And I would say from that, definitely, like, when you are a freshman, it's hard to kind of like find your people. Some people find it right away, some didn't, or some do. I don't know. Like, it can be hard. And like, sometimes it becomes a little bit, at least at my university, there was a little bit of like some cliques and groups. So I feel like you might feel like freshman, I didn't find my people until junior year of college or university. And I think that's pretty telling. And I'm absolutely in love with all of them. I think they're amazing people and they've shaped who I am. So I think my biggest advice, the first advice would be like, it's okay if you don't find your crowd right away. It's hard. And when you go from like living with people wherever you're from, like for so long, and then transitioning to a whole new environment, that can be hard. So take it as you will, take it all in. And also go to class. You are paying to go to class. Please go to class, because that, like, it's going to help you. My classes have prepared me for my like future. And the connections that I made with my professors are insane. They're wonderful, wonderful people who genuinely, like, if they are teaching, they are passionate and want to teach. So I think take it in, take that knowledge, and show up. And then I would say my last advice is, everyone says, like, and everyone will say this, it flies by, take it all in. I never thought that. I was like, I feel like I'm going to be here forever. Like, it didn't hit me until 2 weeks after I graduated and I wasn't living with like my bestest of friends. So take it in. It really, really does fly by. And some say that like college is the best 4 years of your life. I don't necessarily think it's the best 4 years. You're going to find something, make something the best you can, but it definitely was 4 fabulous growth of years, or growing, self-growth. So I think that's definitely my 3 little advice.
I like it. The other thing that I really like is you say you're paying, you should go to your courses. Yes, if you're paying, you should go. Then you can get the full scope of the investment, everyone. Well, I have had the most amazing time with you. talking all things transitions. I want to say thank you so much for coming on and being with me.
Thank you so much for having me. This was fun.
I've had so much fun. And thank you so much to everybody for joining us on another episode of the Campus Chronicles podcast.
So if today's episode gave you life, perspective, or just a much needed moment to breathe in a busy world, I don't want you to keep it to yourself. Share it, tag us, please send it to a friend who needs to hear it. And if you're not on our newsletter yet, what are you doing? Go to campuschroniclespod.com and join the crew. We have all the behind the scenes things, unfiltered thoughts from me and the team, bonus resources, and insider only invites to events, giveaways, and things that we really don't post anywhere else. I promise I'm not going to spam you. It's just the good stuff straight to your inbox. Being in university is wild enough. You don't need to miss out on what matters. Sign up now and let's make this next semester the one that you stop surviving and start thriving. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, keep writing your own chapter. This is Campus Chronicles.